I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Wednesday, August 20th. And Burns, the last time I saw you was in June. You were on a tandem bike with the first cowgirl as part of OK Free Will, and you lived to tell the tale.
Well, barely. I found that there's a lot more coordination to that than I thought there was. You kind of, if you're the front person, you need to tell the back person that you're coasting or you're leaning to the right or whatever you're doing. And I didn't always do that, and the first cowgirl corrected me, shall we say.
Well, how was the rest of your summer?
Great. Just wonderful. It was a good summer, and the weather was great. Unfortunately, it turned really back to summer here just this week with school starting, but everybody seems to be in high spirits and exciting, and I'm telling you, it's crowded around here.
Yeah, I was going to say getting around campus will be a little bit of an extra challenge over the course of the next week or so, I'm sure.
Yeah, it will, because we have the second largest class in history. This freshman class is the second largest in history. The largest in the state's history was 2 years ago. And so these larger classes have been kind of working through the system. So we now have the largest enrollment in our history. And I think they all are there outside about 8:30. So that's good. They're not in bed. So I'm glad that's happening. But
I'm glad things have changed since you and I were in school.
Yeah, indeed. I'm not sure Friday's changed a lot, but... But anyway, no, this is a great great class. It's really a very highly ranked class. It's 30% have ACTs of 27 or higher. The average is 25. 16% had 4 points in high school. 66% come from Oklahoma. 47 states are represented, all but Hawaii, South Carolina, and Rhode Island. So I think the first cowgirl and I need to work on getting some students from Hawaii. So we'll run over there and see what we can do when it turns cold.
There you go.
Just kidding. to the legislature. I'm just kidding. 28% of our students are minority, which is great. We really have an emphasis on diversity. And once again, have won a couple of national awards for our efforts in that regard. Number of them, almost 20%, are first-generation students. So it really is a very diverse class. It represents pretty much the entire country. Every race, color, or creed is represented. National origin. I think we have about 120 countries represented on campus. So this is a very dynamic place to be.
And this is the first year that you're rolling out the block tuition plan. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, one of the problems in higher education is that too many students take too long to graduate. 6-year graduation rates are only in the low 60% range here, and I think that's pretty common. In fact, it's a little higher than some of the public universities around. And we tried to come up with an incentive to encourage students to finish in 4 years. So we came up with what we call a block tuition. Basically, the student pays for 15 hours, whether they take 12 or 18 hours. Anything between 12 and 18 is priced at 15 hours. It's the same rate as we charged last year, so we had no increase in tuition and fees. But 15 hours a semester will pretty well get you graduated in 4 years in almost every major, not every single one, but most majors. And we are finding that a lot more students are enrolling in 15 hours. So we think it's working.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.